intend to film or record this meeting? Does anyone intend to film or record? No, thank you. The council is aware that planning applications may be controversial and emotive for those affected by the decisions made by this committee. However, all persons present are reminded that the council will not tolerate abusive or aggressive behaviour towards staff or other visitors attending this meeting, and anyone behaving inappropriately will be required to leave the meeting and the building. The monitoring officer would like to remind members that when they are considering whether the following items are exempt information under the relevant paragraph under Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972, they must have regard to the public interest test. This means that members must consider for each item whether the public interest in maintaining the exemption from disclosure outweighs the public interest in making the item available to the public. Agenda item 1, apologies for absence. We have apologies from Councillors Bridgen and Legree. Councillor Bridgen was to be supported by Councillor Bridges, who is unfortunately not with us. And Councillor Bigby is subbing for Councillor Legree. Thank you. Agenda item 2, declarations of interest. All members are aware of the code of conduct. Are there any declarations of interest? Could you please state if it is pecuniary or non-pecuniary, to which item it relates and for what reason? I have actually taken advice from the legal department, and the fact that we are all councillors employed effectively by North West Leicestershire does not mean that we have to declare an interest as councillors. So if anyone has got an interest that we should declare other than that, please. No, thank you. Well, we have one agenda item this evening. It's the full application for the erection of a detached building for use as a leisure centre, use class D2, together with external landscaping, pedestrian accesses and parkland, including external trim trails and activity stations, associated parking and servicing areas, alongside provision of a new vehicle and pedestrian site, ingress egress from the A511 Stevenson Way in Whitting. Are any members of the committee required to remove themselves from the consideration of this application? Thank you. Please, for the relevant planning officer, present their report.
Thank you, Chair. This is a full application submitted by the District Council for a new leisure centre and associated works, and including access via the A511 Stevenson Way. It's on part of a former municipal golf course associated with the Hermitage Recreation Ground. So, application. I've just got a few photos to show you. The first one is roughly in the location of where the site access will be on the 511. Just a view from the 511 into the site. This is on Bridle Lane, in the Thorn Road end of it. Bridle Lane runs along the rear of the site. There's no views into the site from here, given the vegetation on the right hand side, you'll see. At this point, Bridle Lane is approximately 8 metres higher than the main part of the site. This is actually into the site itself. This is the northwestern section, sort of set below the Bridle Lane embankment, which is sort of on the right hand side there. Central part of the site, copse on the right hand side, part of which would be removed. There's a view looking back towards 511, just see some traffic going across. This is central part of the site, now looking in the other direction, you might be able to see Stevenson College. over there behind those trees, just poking above those trees there. This is looking towards the site of the proposed building itself, from the eastern side. And finally, just from this one, the other end of Bridle Lane, if you like, the northeastern corner of the site, as you can see by this point, pretty much at the same level, Bridle Lane and the site. In terms of the principal development, the site's located within the area of separation. I'll just show you there where the site sits within the area of separation. The dark green colour is the area of separation, and then the yellow part there is where the site is, just to give you a bit of context. Local plan policy EN5 sets out the approach to development with the area of separation, and in principle it allows for leisure and sport uses within it. However, the policy also presumes against development that would adversely affect or diminish the present open and undeveloped character area. The application is accompanied by a landscape visual appraisal, and which has been assessed independently by separate consultants engaged by the District Council as local planning authority. Let's show you a slightly more detailed area overview. This is an aerial photograph from last year, so for next day. See sort of the main areas of landscaping are sort of around the periphery, and then there's copse in the central part of the site. If we go on the next slide, I'll just show you the same sort of scale. This is the planting plan for the site, and the grey areas are woodland proposed to be retained, and you've got red hatched areas where woodland's proposed to be removed, and you can see it includes sort of the western part of that eastern part retained, and the blue and the orange also show landscaping. That's proposed landscaping, some trees, but also including other landscaping such as grassland, wildflower meadows, so on. And then looks like that in terms of the site of home. The submitted landscape visual appraisal indicates that whilst the site is within the area of separation, the site is reasonably well enclosed given the levels and existing trees, and as such, an adverse effect on the area separation would not be expected to result. The local planning authority's landscape consultants accept the overall conclusions of the landscape and visual appraisal, and the scheme is considered acceptable in terms of its impact on landscape and the area separation. The proposal is therefore considered to comply with local plan policy EN5. Show you the site access. See that the site is proposed to be served by a left-in, left-out only access directly onto 511. Then include a bridge into the site, just a cross section of that as it goes across the Rosedew Brook. And as a seeking update sheet, the final comments of the County Highway Authority have been received and now reported. And members will see that the County Council has no objections to proposals, subject to conditions and subject to Section 106 obligations. Insofar as accessibility of sites generally is concerned, whilst it is not located within the existing town centre, it is considered to be well served by public transport with regular bus services from Thornbury Road and Woodsy Road, and is also reasonably accessible by foot or cycle from Colville Town Centre. Now this is the site overall again. In terms of the external areas of the site, so these include an entrance plaza there, includes outdoor seating for the cafe, car parking and coach drop-off area, children's play area over here, pedestrian routes sort of snaking all the way through the site really, and dispersed along that, I'm not sure how to play it, well, you can see that there's a number of circles, blue circles are trim trail stations, so people to run around and do exercises. In terms of design of the proposed development, the scheme has been the subject of extensive pre-application discussions with Open, who are responsible for the East Midlands Design Review. This is the building itself. The proposed building would be formed in two distinct sections. The western end would accommodate the proposed swimming pool, and the eastern end the proposed sports hall. Two sections will be connected by a central area, including the main entrance, reception administration area, cafe, dry changing areas, and then some squash courts at the back. the elevations. It moves. Right, I'll come back to that. The western end of the building would include a curving aluminium roof with timber columns connecting to ground level. The eastern section would be more rectangular in form, finished in decorative cladding with vertical timber columns. The curving aluminium roof is proposed to be of a green-blue coloured finish intended to reflect the copper used in the construction of the nearby Stevenson College building. That the cladding to the eastern section will be installed vertically and is proposed to be of a slate of any colour. Elsewhere, the building would include elements of Greystock brick and glazing, and including a principally glazed frontage to the central connecting element, which would include timber columns and solar shading. In terms of sustainability credentials of the scheme, the developer proposes the use of sustainable development, sustainable drainage systems, and a number of measures in respect to the building itself, which are set out in more detail in the main form. The scheme overall would achieve a minimum BREEAM rating of very good. As such, the scheme is considered to perform very well in this regard. Moved on to the elevations now. I'll show you those. So I mentioned the curving aluminium roof. Western section there. So intended to reflect the copper finish used on the Stevenson College building. And then this sort of eastern section with the vertical slate heavily. Well, hopefully the CGI's will work. So, yeah. This is the proposed sports hall and the swimming pool. Site access. Then main entrance, then finally one of the site as a whole. So overall, as I said, the scheme is considered acceptable and approval is recommended. And just going over the update sheet again, just recently there's a letter of support from the ward member, Councillor Stuart Gillard. There's a final comment from the County High Authority. Members say that the County High Authority is now content with proposals. No objections are raised, and there's some additional comments from the County Planning Authority in respect to minerals issues. There's some updated Forest National Forest Company comments, and finally confirmation that no objections from the District Council's Environmental Protection Team. Chair.
Thank you, James. Please could the applicant, Paul Saunders, come forward to make their representations. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Chair, members, good evening. My name is Paul Saunders and I'm the Council's lead for this project, which is delivered very much in partnership with Everyone Active. This new facility will replace the current Hermitage Leisure Centre, which is now extremely dated, costly to run, and no longer meets the needs of modern day sport and leisure users. The new centre just off the A511 will be a new state-of-the-art facility set within an impressive landscaped area with key footpath and cycle linkages, not only to the A511, but up towards the college and the recreation ground. There'll be trim trails, a high ropes course, significant additional planting, and a range of outdoor seating, predominantly around the new piazza and the new children's play area. This project represents an impressive £22 million investment into the district's leisure facilities and presents an unrivaled opportunity to improve the health and well-being of our current and future residents. The new centre in Parkland will be open for all, and will be fully accessible with a particular focus on activities that reduce inactivity amongst children and young people, older people and also people with disabilities. The new building is a first-class design with notable features in wood to reflect the National Forest and has been developed very closely with the Council's planning officers but also Design East Midlands, the National Forest and Sport England. We've also worked very closely with County Council colleagues to ensure that the access road and bridge conform to the highest standards of highway design and also accommodates a potential future dualling of that part of the A511 in future. The centre will firmly align with the need for the council to reduce its carbon footprint and will meet the strict standards of BREEAM Very Good. There will be solar panels, LED lighting, air source heat pumps and a range of other technical features that reduce energy consumption emissions. The centre has been designed to accommodate a mine water solution in the future, and the council will work with the Coal Authority to roll out a future neighbourhood solution as part of its sustainability plan. It's worthy of note that there are no statutory objections to this proposal. Indeed, it's a proposal that has overwhelmingly supported by the local community. The proposals provide an exceptional opportunity to deliver truly transformational change in leisure and health provision within the district on a suitable, viable and sustainable site. It is a scheme that we as a design team are immensely proud of. The proposals are fully costed, deliverable and achievable. It's anticipated that works will start early in 2020. Overall, we consider that there are no reasons as to why planning consent should not be forthcoming to the proposals, and respectfully ask that you support your officer's positive recommendation. Thank you.
Please, Mr. Allen, before you leave, thank you for the presentation. Do any members of the committee wish to ask any questions, and if they do, are you willing to answer them?
Of course, Chair.
Councillor White.
Yeah, I've just got one question. You just mentioned about the scheme got overwhelming support from the community. Based on what evidence?
We've basically delivered the scheme since 2015, and we've submitted a very detailed statement of community involvement that sets out the support we've received. We've got obviously strong support from the existing users who we engage throughout the design development, and very supportive in terms of users, local community, but obviously the statement of community involvement states that very clearly in terms of support.
Let's come back then, Mr. Chairman. When you talk about local community, are you talking about the local community being Caldwell? Because I get the impression you're talking about the whole community.
Our consultations focused around Caldwell and Whittick, purely geographically. But in terms of our direct consultation, we sent letters to everybody in Caldwell, Whittick and in the wider community in terms of our pre-application consultation, and the responses were very good for that.
Thank you. Then
Councillor Watt, anyone else? Yes, Councillor Clark, then Councillor Evans.
Thank you, Chairman. Leisure. My view of leisure is slightly different to all the activities that are going to be placed there. I actually take leisure in sitting down and watching the world go by. Now, I was very, very disappointed to find that on the original plan there wasn't any seating on the pathways round. I've had a letter information from Mr. Knightley giving a reason for it, but I must say that I am still disappointed that on the pathways I am not seeing seating. Older people walking around there might just like to take 5 minutes. They don't have to sit on wet grass, surely. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Our seating is predominantly in the area around the play area and also in the piazza, where we're hoping that most community activity will happen. I think we will be working as the design develops where we could put seating in, and our landscape architect has looked at ways of reusing some of the trees that we won't be using on site to form benches that would be around those sites. So it's definitely something we'll develop, but obviously we have to have a mind in terms of, you know, where they are on the site, whether it's lit areas or whatever, but it's most definitely in the plan, and we wouldn't be averse to people donating benches, which is often the case in parks and environments in any case.
Thank you. Councillor Edwards, can I just, before I call you, can I just make a comment to Councillor Clark, please? I spoke to the officers about this, about the seating, and the officers have made it absolutely clear that they're more than willing to consider seating, and they're willing to source seating if there's shown to be a need for it, and the consultation will continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I'll walk around then and appear to one of the councillors with the wet backside to show that there is a need for seating. Thank you.
Councillor
Yeah, well, support Councillor Clark in that seating is very important. I looked at the map and I couldn't quite see how the spectators were going to be sitting there. Will there be at least as much room for spectators as there were at the Hermitage? Because on a Saturday, when they have training lessons and all the parents come in, I know from personal experience that it can be quite crowded and not quite all seats to go there.
Yeah, absolutely. The seating for the swimming pool is actually now a dedicated spectator gallery on the first floor. So you have to go up onto the first floor. And that directly overlooks the pool. There's also seating on the window wall, which is where a lot of the swimmers would be seated during galas, so if we could, you know, look after the children's safety in that respect. And in terms of the sports hall, that's an 8-court sports hall, currently it's a 6-court hall, and that has been designed specifically to increase the capacity in terms of seating, so there will be the same, if not more, seating capacity in that area.
Hello. I think the other thing I'd like to ask is, have we decided on a name, what it's going to be called yet? Is that part of the plan?
Well, it's a leisure centre. There is a debate about whether it should be Whittick Leisure Centre or the National Forest Leisure Centre or Caldwell Leisure Centre. For me, the leisure centre needs to look, you know, commanding, welcoming, and of design that it invites people to take part in physical activity, both inside and outside. I think a name isn't necessarily important, it's what people do inside and how they're attracted to the site.
I think it can be important from a... I think the name can be important. It's when you try to reach a wider audience, you know, there's sort of a name that's got a distinction, sometimes carries a bit of weight.
Obviously the decision regarding the name is one that's been taken by the administration, so I can't really comment any further on that.
I accept that. Thank you.
Does anyone else wish to ask any questions? Yes, Councillor Bigwood.
Yes, I notice one of the conditions that the officers are suggesting is on limiting hours of use. What are the hours of use? Yes, I'm just asking what hours of use are you proposing?
I think the officers in environmental protection are more looking at protecting hours of use during the construction period. There are no conditions that I'm aware of that control the use of the leisure centre, because effectively there aren't any houses in the immediate vicinity, but generally the leisure centre will be open from 6:30 in the morning till 11:30 at night. So just usual leisure centre opening hours really. But the site will be accessible at all times to the public.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who still ask any questions? No? Thank you very much for your presentation. Please put the adjacent ward member, Councillor Tony Gillard, whose ward is affected by this application, come forward to make representations on behalf of the ward. You have 5 minutes, Councillor.
I'm grateful, Chair. Chairman and colleagues, members of the Planning Committee, I and my two District Council colleagues for Whittick fully support this application, and we hope that the Planning Committee will support the recommendations to approve this scheme this evening. This is a massive investment of over £20 million for Whittick and North West Leicestershire for this state-of-the-art leisure facility. The design of the building is excellent, fitting in superbly with the National Forest theme. Moreover, Mr. Chairman, with the new Whittick Leisure Centre to be relocated to the old Whittick Golf Course adjacent to the A511, this will benefit enormously the access roads in Whittick by removing thousands of vehicles from our village, thus vastly improving road safety and air quality. Chairman, our only gripe is that this new state-of-the-art facility is referred to as the Colville Leisure Centre. Chairman, it is not in Colville. It is being built and operated in and from Whittick. Chairman, I understand that the applicant is very reasonable, caring and community-spirited. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I hope that you can have some influence with the applicant and persuade them to think again and refer to it as the Whittick Leisure Centre. This is where it's situated. Derek Howe, of course, has instructed me to ensure that it's called the Whittick Leisure Centre, so I'm conveying his message to you. Chairman, it is in Whittick. If you Google Colville Leisure Centre, it will come up Hermitage Leisure Centre, Whittick. So I presume if we go ahead, well, we will go ahead, hopefully, Colville Leisure Centre, it will still come up when you Google it as it's situated in Whittick. This is why I believe it should be referred to as the Whittick Leisure Centre, because it belongs to Whittick, it is Whittick, it's built in Whittick, and it operates from Whittick. To that end, Chairman, the residents of Whittick will be truly grateful. So I urge colleagues to support the recommendations this evening, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Councillor Gillard. If anyone wishes to ask you any questions, are you willing to answer them?
Sure.
I'll just make one comment if I can, or ask you a question if I may. We're all aware that your wife and your son are the other two ward members for Whittick. Are you aware of any objections from anyone to either to yourself or to your wife or to your son?
That's quite easy, Chairman, to answer. I think since the inception of the scheme, I've not had one letter, one email, one phone call objecting, and I can speak for my wife and my son also. I have received sceptical quotes, which as it never bloody happened, in the fly in the sky, but hopefully tonight we can deliver it. So there you are, Chair.
Thank you. The other point I'd like to make is, as you say, we are a very, very caring and a very listening authority, and I'm sure the name Whittick can be included somewhere, and I'm sure none of us would want to upset Councillor Gary Cahill, who we all remember for many, many years. So now, Councillor White, did you wish to?
Yes.
Yes, I just want to ask one question. Concerning. The fact is that you voted in the Cabinet to use 106 money, which belongs to Colville, for a leisure centre in Whittick. So can you just, do you agree with that? If you're saying it's in Whittick, why did you vote in Cabinet to use 106 money, which is designated for Colville? Surely that's illegal.
Chairman, I support the scheme, it's in Whittick, and I'll maintain its named Whittick Leisure Centre. I think the Cabinet decisions are irrelevant to tonight's meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Gillard. Does anyone else wish to ask a question? Seema will come back on the fawning question of the name, I think.
Yes, I'd just like to echo Councillor Gillard's response in that Section 106 monies and decisions at Cabinet aren't relevant to this planning application. This planning application should be decided on the merits of this matter itself. In terms of the name of the leisure centre, that isn't a material planning consideration that members should be taking into account when they're deciding whether to grant or refuse the application.
Thank you, Sia. Thank you, Councillor Gillard.
Thank you.
Do the officers have any comments at all? No, I'll open up the debate to the committee. Would anyone want to speak? Councillor Johnson, then Councillor.
Thank you, Chairman. I've only got one thing to say. This report is excellent. Well done, James.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. Councillor Canny, then Councillor Holt.
Thank you. I take my role on this committee very, very seriously, and I think it's important that we look at the issues here that we are going to be developing in an area of separation, and that is the balance that I think we need to look at. Can we cherry pick? No, we can't. We must look at this application on its merits. Having said that, I am looking at a most fabulous leisure centre that anybody is going to be really, really proud to have. So to me, that balance is quite an easy decision to make. It isn't an area of separation. We've had previous applications come that have been very hard, and you have to look at the merit of the need to develop an area that is outside what we would normally be doing. I think there is a very clear need here. We know that the Hermitage is not functioning very well. We know that this is going to give a fabulous, fabulous opportunity for everybody in this area, from far reaching, and it will do a lot to promote Colville. So I will be balancing my thoughts very carefully, and I would be very happy to support this application. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. Councillor Holt, then Councillor White.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd just like to say, as an Aspen man, I think it's a fantastic building. It's a feather in the cap for Colville.
For Whittick.
For Whittick.
Don't leave me. Councillor White. Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I don't know if I've got my glasses on, but to me, it looks like a power station. It doesn't look very pleasing at all. I think people have known it as the rot on the landscape in Colville. I'm very concerned that it contravenes the policy of an area of separation. I think that's a step in the wrong direction. I think this council is becoming a laughing stock of North West Leicestershire, well, laughing stock of Leicestershire, actually, when it comes to planning. You're not sticking to the plan, and I will certainly not be supporting. Thank you, Councillor White. Councillor Harrison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I welcome this. I think this is... Thank you, Michael. You can hear me clearly now. Okay. I know you want to. I clearly welcome this. I think this is a major, major step forward for the redevelopment of Colville. It will be a catalyst, I'm pretty certain of that. That it's going to really help. It's a major investment, the largest investment probably this council's made. And I think this will help other people who want to trade. And you may, you know, we may have this difference between Whittick and Colville, what it should be called over now. We could call it an extension of Ashby one, if you like. I'd still be in favour. The name is the name. The building is essential for this district to move forward. And I think it's in the right place. When we talk of areas of separation, it clearly defines the areas of separation now forever and ever. And particularly with the soft tracks for running, walking, it's going to open it up as a leisure destination and a leisure area. And I think it's going to be highly significant. I think when you look at other sites, and this council did, and many of us went to another site in another town, and it was a similar model, but this in its layout, in its location, is head and shoulders above that other area. And I think that's really, really important. So I totally support this. I think it's in the right place. I think the size, shape, the dimensions, the sporting facilities are absolutely first class. Who wouldn't want to welcome that? And if I may, Mr. Chairman, if there's no other speakers, I'd like to pose it for me. Thank you.
Councillor Edwards.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say that I don't think it's really quite relevant because it was a golf course before, and that's leisure. It's really just providing leisure for different people at a different time. And I think it's an absolutely ideal site, not just because of where it is, next to the Stevenson's College. It's set out as you go past, you can see a nice building there, you'll see a nice building here. And also, it's in a wonderful bit because behind it, you've got a lake, which is well worth walking around. Then you've got an area where there's a play area for the kids that they love playing on. It's in a park, and so many of these facilities. Like the one at Inkley, it's a great building, and it's got a good park area in front, which it needs, you know. But I mean, very often, like the old one at Inkley, and like the one at Hermitage, well, the Hermitage was okay because it hasn't got a park area. The one at Inkley hasn't got that advantage. It's on that space, which is much smaller. I think it's an ideal place. It can be accessed from Whittick through the fields, it can be accessed along the road, and it's close enough to the Colville to be used by everybody and easily accessed. I think, but absolutely spot on site. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to comment? Well, in that case, I'll bore you all, as I always do, by telling you what I think about it. The officers have said the development on this site is acceptable. I know some people think it may be strange that developing the site protects it, but that's what it does. It actually protects Green Wedge. Design is good. It's been approved by everyone. It's got good connectivity for pedestrians and cars, etc. There are no technical objections whatsoever. No technical objections, and that is a critical thing. Now, when people move into an area, we've got lots of people moving into Northwest Leicestershire, there are many things that they look at. They look at the quality of the housing, the type of housing, the health facilities, the education, and leisure. And this will be a state-of-the-art leisure centre. It's fantastic. It's something that we can all be really, really proud of, and it will promote health and well-being. So, would anyone like to? Thank you.
I'd like to propose the officer's recommendation, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Seconded. Yeah, Councillor Johnson and Hogg have got a twin seconding there.
Thank you. As a recorded vote is required, the Democratic Service Officer will read out each name in turn. please indicate whether you are for the motion, against the motion, or wish to abstain. Rachel, would you please conduct the vote?
Councillor Bowen?
For.
Councillor Canny?
For.
Councillor Clark?
For.
Councillor Everett?
For.
Councillor Harrison?
For.
Councillor Holt?
For.
Councillor Bigby?
For.
Councillor Smith?
For.
Councillor Johnson?
For.
Councillor Wyatt?
Against.
That's carried, Chairman.
I think that's pretty conclusive. the motion was therefore permitted. That's the close of the meeting. I'd like to thank everyone for their time and contribution to the meeting this evening. I now declare the meeting closed and I wish you all a safe journey home. Thank you.